Hare Krishna. Anonymous person is asking, I don't know why, but anyway, the anonymous, what's the meaning of mercy? We ask for mercy. Now, what's the meaning of blessings? We ask for blessings in advancing in Krishna consciousness. And I've spoken on this topic before, and Srila Prabhupada answered, when talking about what's blessings, Prabhupada answered his letters with your ever well-wisher. Blessings is getting the well wishes of someone, and one can and one does attain Krishna consciousness and perfection, or one gets mercy by those well wishes. Simply that someone wishes you well, you advance in spiritual life. But there are two types of mercy that's manifest through well wishes, and I'll give an example of that. One of it, which is really generally called causeless mercy, in other words, the whole perfection of Krishna consciousness is made available whether someone asks for it or not, but they become fully Krishna conscious. You get prema. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, for instance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave prema freely to those who asked for it or those who didn't. Krishna also sometimes did the same. It's really causeless when a person doesn't even ask for it. But it's also really special mercy when someone asks for it, but they've actually not done anything for it. You're asking for it, but you haven't done anything for it. In other words, someone hasn't really performed any kind of sadhana. No real practice of Krishna consciousness. I just sort of want it because I want it, well, because I want love of God, and I realize that it's the most valuable thing, but I haven't done anything to deserve it. So that's special mercy, and it's very rare. We shouldn't sit around waiting for that type of mercy to take place, coming through via those type of well wishes. But generally, the well wishes lead to another type of mercy, and that other type of mercy is to be found on the pages of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and all of Prabhupada's books and other Vedic scriptures. In other words, the knowledge of how to attain prema, how to attain perfection in life. And that's the standard form of mercy, and that's what more or less we can expect. The example, and this is an example that I find in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, very insightful, and that is that, someone may provide you with a meal in one of two ways. One way is that they just bring you a plate, and it's got the sabji and the pakoras and the sweet rice, and everything's already there, all in one. And then the other is where they bring you the pots and the ghee and the ingredients and the rice, and the spices and everything else, and you cook it yourself. So that's the general course, nowadays people are spending more time out in restaurants, having someone else cook for them. That's the general, used to be the general way in which everyone had to cook for themselves. So similarly, the mercy or the blessings that the Vaishnava gives, their well wishes, comes through, and then ultimately is to be realized by the scripture. So, Guru Maharaj, please give me your blessings that I can attain love of God. Yes, I give you my blessings, and my level of spiritual attainment will be such that please read Srila Prabhupada's books, and I bless you that you'll be able to understand Prabhupada's books, gain full realization of them, put them into practice, and in that way, by the grace of the Lord and his devotees, you'll be able to attain Krishna consciousness. And that was Srila Prabhupada's practice, although Prabhupada could have given his blessings by just saying tathastu, okay, here it is. And Prabhupada could have come and just touched everyone on the head and made him Krishna conscious. At least we have the faith that Srila Prabhupada had that power, as, for instance, in Nectar of Devotion, there are different examples given of people attaining perfection just by that type of well wishes, that you get the perfection, it's the instant. You get the full plate of prasadam, you just sit down to the table, and everything's already cooked for you and set. But Prabhupada didn't do that. In other words, Prabhupada, because it's not the etiquette of the parampara, it's something that's very rare, and it's not something that's going to go on into the future generations. They won't be able to give that type of mercy anyway, and it makes it too cheap. Maybe in great ecstasy of love of God, some devotees or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may have done that, but it's not the standard. What's the purpose of blessing people? They don't have to go through the process. It makes it really very cheap. If they really value Krishna, if they really value love of God, then at least they'd be willing to go through one lifetime of struggle and austerity in order to attain it, isn't it? I mean, that much we should be willing to do. So blessings and mercy, that's the type of blessings and mercy that we saw Srila Prabhupada giving. Follow my instructions, follow Krishna's teachings, chant Hare Krishna, practice Krishna consciousness, and you'll get the same result as if I just put my hand on your head and say tathastu, okay, you're now a pure devotee in ecstatic love of God. The same result will be there. But this is the way that Mahajans do it, and this is the way that Srila Prabhupada did it. And this is therefore what devotees should expect. They shouldn't expect some kind of shortcut, some kind of super thing that's going to obviate the necessity for them to chant Hare Krishna, to get up early in the morning, to go to Mangalarti, to read Srila Prabhupada books. Don't ask for blessings if you're not willing to do these things, because then it becomes futile. So yes, well wishes, mercy, blessings, they're all there. And of Vaishnavas, this mercy, blessings, well wishes has power. But it isn't the type of power that you give to lazy people who don't really want to take advantage of the mercy as it's generally presented, but they want some kind of other mystical shortcut. So those are some thoughts on this topic. I hope that's the question to the our questioner, and I hope that they get all the blessings that they need in order to attain success on their journey to Krishna, Hare Krishna.